As we explore the solar system and find out the geologic history of the other planets, it's important to remember that Earth is one of those worlds, a member. And to this day, there are outstanding mysteries about our world for which we have little understanding. This is going to become increasingly important as we explore the solar system, because it's not just Earth that has such geologic and atmospheric mysteries. We just know about Earth because we live here. But it's a good bet that as we learn more about the other worlds of the star system, they too will show new mysteries that we aren't even aware of yet, buried in their own natural history. With Earth, often we just know that something happened in the past to change the conditions of this world, often leading to things like mass extinctions of unclear origin. One such mystery involves evidence of rapid warming periods during the current quaternary period of geologic time, beginning about 2.58 million years ago to the present. The quaternary is divided into two epochs, the Pleistocene period, which saw the rise of humanity on Earth, and the Holocene period, which is now, starting about 11.7 thousand years ago. Some have suggested that with our modern technology, we have entered yet another new epoch, the Anthropocene. However, this division is not fully accepted. That would be a shift from the Holocene into a very human, technology-defined new period. The warming periods that occurred are not well understood, but variations in Earth's orbit and other factors were at play, causing variations in the amount of solar radiation Earth receives. But there may be more to it, after all. One such potential wild card is spooky. Known as the clathrate gun hypothesis, what happens is that methane clathrate, sometimes known as methane hydrate, can release its methane very dramatically and rapidly under the right circumstances. Methane being an insulating greenhouse gas then causes increased warming in the atmosphere, potentially helping to explain the warming periods during the quaternary. Methane clathrate is a kind of high-pressure water ice that traps large amounts of methane inside the crystal structure of the ice. We do not have a good handle on just how much methane clathrate exists in oceanic sediments today, and even less of an idea what was there earlier in the quaternary. It's possible, however, that the sudden release of massive amounts of methane could have caused or contributed to the warming periods, but exactly how is somewhat unclear. One potential answer is the oceans themselves. It's the possibility of changes in temperature in the upper intermediate waters in the ocean releasing methane on upper continental slopes. Methane is bad. It's a very potent greenhouse gas, far worse than carbon dioxide. And if enough of it is released very rapidly, the effect it would have on climate would be dramatic. Methane doesn't stay in the atmosphere permanently, only about 12 years, but its potential to warm the atmosphere very rapidly is strong. One idea of interest here is in the Arctic Ocean, where shallower water clathrates can exist at lower temperatures due to colder water temperatures. This means that the clathrates are metastable. They can lose their stability easily and release their methane. Some potential past warming events that may have been due to clathrates include the warming after the last glacial maximum, though this specific incident was more likely to have been due to wetland methane emissions. Interestingly, however, there are contradictions here. It's known that there was a major clathrate disappearance in the past in the Barents Sea. This was actually due to a warming event in itself. Yet it did not counteract a major cooling event that also happened at the same time, suggesting that the methane released actually stayed in the seawater, with no catastrophic, almost instant release into the atmosphere. That alone may kill the clathrate gun hypothesis. Yet work done in 2008 suggested that permafrost clathrates might have been what ended the hypothesized snowball Earth event 630 million years ago when the planet largely froze over. And there are others, such as the Permian-Triassic extinction event, and the Paleocene-Eocene thermal maximums, where clathrates have been invoked to try to explain what happened. The Paleocene-Eocene thermal maximum was a brief period of warming that began 55.8 million years ago and lasted about 200,000 years. However it unfolded, it dumped huge amounts of carbon into the environment, evidenced by deposits of a stable carbon isotope deposited globally at the time. As a result, mass extinctions due to environmental change appear in the fossil record at this time. and there are mysteries. For example, at this time, a number of mammal orders appear suddenly in Europe and North America, including primates. For the Permian-Triassic Great Dying Event, what role methane clathrates might have played remains unclear, though the consensus is that volcanism was the key player there. But dangerous and sudden releases of gases into the atmosphere by nature also happen on a smaller but still deadly scale. There's a phenomenon in nature on Earth known as a limnic eruption, or a lake overturn, where carbon dioxide dissolved to deep and freshwater lakes can suddenly erupt out of the water and locally asphyxiate wildlife, humans, and livestock very rapidly. These usually require something like an earthquake or volcanic activity to occur to trigger them, but there have been documented cases of this happening both in distant history and in recent times. The Roman historian Plutarch reports that in 406 BC, Lake Albano in Italy surged upward in depth with no rain or explainable cause that resulted in a flood that destroyed surrounding fields and vineyards before making its way to the ocean. The modern consensus is that what probably happened is that volcanic-related gases were trapped in the lake bottom and suddenly released, causing the lake to overflow. In modern times, something like this happened at Lake Monoon in Cameroon in 1984. Here, carbon dioxide trapped in the lake suddenly released, causing the asphyxiation of 37 people that lived nearby. A worse one happened just 2 years later, also in Cameroon in a neighboring lake, Lake Nyos, where an estimated 80 million cubic meters of carbon dioxide was released from the lake, killing 1,700 people and a huge amount of livestock. This continues to be a problem and a threat even to this day in that area. There is another lake in Africa on the border of Congo and Rwanda that contains a huge amount of dissolved carbon dioxide that shows evidence that on the order of about every 1,000 years, it releases its carbon, causing local extinction in the lake, but also causes shore vegetation to get swept back into the lake as the water surges. There is also a fossil deposit in Germany that shows evidence of limnic eruption, preserving frogs and various other animals from the Eocene period particularly well. This is not a new phenomenon, and oddly, it's not necessarily a phenomenon that would be limited to Earth, but indeed maybe something that happens on Earth-like exoplanets with water in general. Water levels themselves pose huge threats. About 6,225 BC, give or take a few decades, one of the largest submarine landslides occurred off the coast of Norway. It happened in three stages, known as the Storegga slides, and involved the collapse of about 290 kilometers of coastal shelf into the North Atlantic, which resulted in several enormous tsunami events. There are several lines of evidence for this. One are geologic traces of the events in Scotland, and also plant material torn away and drawn into the oceans provides the carbon dating. The Scottish evidence shows that the tsunamis moved as far as 29 kilometers or 18 miles inland. These events may actually have involved the methane clathrates. What may have happened is that an earthquake hit, which caused a massive and catastrophic loss of the metastability of the clathrates. The releasing gas weakened the surrounding rock strata, and the beginning of the slides occurred. Clathrate is very efficient. One single cubic meter of it as ice will become 164 cubic meters of gas, very explosively, so this must have been like dynamite going off along the shelf. That, however, is not the only possible scenario. Another possibility is that streams, bringing enormous amounts of sediment and depositing it on the shelf, got to be too much weight, causing the collapse. Whatever happened, this seems to have had a profound effect on the people living at the time. There was a land bridge that existed in those days that formed a link between the Netherlands, Denmark, and Britain, and the low-lying land might have been perfect for Mesolithic human cultures to hunt and fish on. Known as Doggerland, the main culprit that submerged it was simply a gradual rise in sea level. This land bridge had been submerging for a while as ocean levels rose after the end of the last ice age. But by the time of the Storegga slides and the tsunamis, Doggerland would have been very low, just above sea level, and the tsunamis would have swept entirely over the land bridge and thus may have killed an enormous amount of people that may have been living there. Up to a quarter of the population of Britain at this time may have perished. Whichever is the cause of the Storegga slides, it's thankfully not likely to happen again. The clathrates, if that's what caused it, are gone, And if it was sediment, then it's done for, because that required glacial deposits left over from the end of the last ice age, which are now no longer present. But there's a threat, something like it, that still looms. There is a large volcanic ridge on the island of La Palma in the Canary Islands called Cumbre Vieja that may be a ticking time bomb. Essentially, what happened is that in 1949, this volcano erupted, which caused a fracture in the geology that might be heralding a collapse of part of the island into the ocean, which is a tsunami threat to just about everywhere in the North and South Atlantic. But it's unclear just how much of a threat it actually is, because past collapses in this area do not appear to have created catastrophic tsunamis due to a decay in energy as they propagate, or were multi-stage events that did not cause serious tsunamis. Also, there was an eruption in 2021 in the area, and it did not cause the collapse. So no one really knows entirely what's going on with Cumbre Vieja. It's interesting to ponder how some of the phenomenon here would not be unique to Earth. Certainly collapses are not. Liquid water, clathrates, and so on may form on bodies all over the solar system. And each planet, and even the ice shell moons, may have their own clathrate gun history, slides, and inundations. Thanks for listening. I'm futurist and science fiction author John Michael Godier, currently teasing a different kind of mystery. This time, it's the moon, and there seems to be evidence of a rather odd heating event that caused much of its surface to go molten again after solidifying. Mysteries, mysteries. That one for the next News 10 list in a few days. And be sure to check out my books at your favorite online book retailer and subscribe to my channels for regular in-depth explorations into the interesting, weird, and unknown aspects of this amazing universe in which we live.